Okay friends, let us start with the 6th chapter of your cost accounting subject. In the 6th chapter, we are going to study in details various methods of costing. Now as you all know that cost accounting subject major function is to have the estimation of cost, right? So when I am talking about estimation of the cost of the product which is manufactured by the company or estimation of the cost of the services which is rendered by the company. So whenever, whatever, whether you are producing, you are a manufacturing company or a service company, both the company need to know what is the cost of their operations. So if it is a manufacturing company, they are very much eager to know what is the cost of the production, so that if they calculate the cost of production, they will be in a position to charge some profit out on that and give the price and charge that price, particular price in the market to their product, right? So it is very much necessary. Similarly for service industry also, they are very much eager to know what is the cost of their services which is incurred by the company for giving certain services to the people, like hotel industry, transport industry, IT industry, electricity power company. All these company are incurring certain expenses to, in order to give service to the people. So they are very much keen to know the total cost of services which they have provided in order to calculate the profit at the end of the day. So all this, all this organization, whether it is manufacturing organization or service organization, both the organization are very much keen to know the total cost of their operation, whether it is services rendered or the goods manufactured. If they are able to calculate, if they are not able to calculate the cost of production, then they will not be able to find out the growth or the profit which is earned through the operations. So for that purpose, methods of costing helps the company to calculate the cost of the product which is manufactured by the company or the cost of the services which is rendered by the company. So in this chapter, we are going to in detail about the various methods which is used by various industry. The methods are many, but depends on company's nature, that it is not possible that you have to follow one method for all the industry. So according to the nature of business, it differs from industry to industry. Methods of costing also differs from industry to industry. So we are going to study in details regarding various methods which help the company to calculate the cost of production or cost of services rendered by the company. So let us move ahead regarding various methods. Let us learn something about various methods of costing. So when I'm talking about costing, I have job costing is the first method. In that job costing, I have two different methods. One is batch costing and second one is contract costing. So this is the first method, job costing, and second one is batch costing and contract costing. Second method is process costing method. Process costing method. Third one is single unit costing method. Single unit costing method. And fourth one is operating costing method. Operating costing method. So these are the topics which we are going to do one by one in details with some examples. And rest, after seeing this video, then it becomes very simple for you to go through the chapter from your textbooks, so that it will have a more impact on your mind and it will remain there in your mind till you follow these subjects. So I'll be explaining each and every methods, which company, which method is suitable for which company, so how they are proceeding with little examples, so that you will get an idea about that. We are not going to do accurate costing, live example of any company regarding various methods, but we are going to just have a brief idea about the various costing method. So one by one we are going to do all the four methods which is there, actually four methods, but if you count like this, job costing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 methods are there. So are you ready with me to enter into the world of costing methods? Yes. So please tighten your seat belts, and your captain is in front of you, right? Please tighten your seat belts, and instruction, rest instruction will be given by me from time to time regarding the whole journey. So methods of costing. Let us move to the world of methods of costing. So I'll be starting with job costing. So have you jotted down this point? What are the topics we are going to do? So please jot it down. Then I will start with methods of costing. I am trying to give you enough time so as to, while you are watching the video, you can able to write the things as such. So my dear friends, this is your captain speaking, who is going to explain you the various methods of costing. So we are in a journey of going to the various methods of costing. So let us start with job costing. Now first of all, you have to get an idea that which company will follow job costing method of calculating the cost of the product. So I will give you an example. See this, if in a layman's language, if I want to explain you so that you will be understanding this concept very effectively, job costing method is suitable for those company where production is not regularly taking place. I repeat, job costing method of costing for calculation of the product is used by those company where production is not a regular activity. It is not regularly undertaken, but it is taken, the job is taken, means the production process is taken only when they get the order. This is the first point in a layman's language. Second, this method of costing is suitable for those company where production is not huge in number. Production is not huge in number, but the production cost is very huge in number. For example, if I am talking about the company who is making ships like Titanic, or aircraft building company, or engineering making tools, these companies, they will not keep on producing the product. They will not keep on producing the product. They will only produce as and when they get the order from various shipping corporation. As in when the aircraft making company who is making airbrush and aircrafts, they will be producing only when they get the orders from various airlines of the world, right? Ship manufacturing, engineering tools, manufacturing of engineering tools also is done, the production is done only when the order, you get a specific order, because they are not the product which is demanded day by day, but they are the product which is demanded at a regular interval of time, or an interval of time, a huge interval of time. So such type of company where production is not continuous, or production is not huge in number, but they process only when they get the order, for such type of company, job costing method is the most effective method for calculating the cost of the product. I hope from this a very simple language, I explained the importance of job costing, and which company will use this type of method, had made that point clear. So let us now go into deep how the job costing take place. Now take an example, the job costing method will be useful for aircraft making company, automobile industries, carpenters, engineering tools making industry, and shipbuilding industry. These are the company who are using this job costing. Now as soon as they get the job, as soon as they get the order, suppose if I am talking about Titanic, suppose I got an order from shipping corporation of America that make a huge big Titanic, which is much bigger than the actual Titanic was. So I start the job, I got the job, I told them that in 1 year I will build up the whole Titanic for you, and after that you come and take your. So as soon as I get the job, I will make a job order, in that I will write the name of the customer, and from that day I will start incurring certain expenses on various production processes or manufacturing processes, and in that way I will accumulate all the expense in three different sheets. First is the material sheet, second is the labor sheet, third is the overhead sheet. So in this, first one is the material, second one is of the labor, and third one is of the overheads which you are going to incur during the production process. So as soon as I get the job, I will make a job order, right? Because I am not having this one particular job, I may be having more than one particular job. So I will differentiate all the jobs separately with the job order number, right? So according to this, this is one job particulars. So I will start my process. As soon as I start my process, I will keep on recording the expenses of the material either weekly, daily or monthly. This process will be going on and on and on till from the start of the process to the end of the process, till the job get completed. Similarly, I will record the labor daily, weekly or monthly, and similarly I will record all the expense regarding overheads, keep on expense. Now what will happen, this process goes on and on and on, from week to month, from days to week, week to month, month to 4 months, 3 months, 6 months, 7 months, or within a year. So I completed and I got the total of this. I will accumulate the various expense and get the total of each and every expense. So in job costing, I will accumulate various expenses separately, accumulate all the various expenses and separately record each and every expenses which I've incurred for that particular job, right? And write it daily basis or weekly basis or monthly basis, get the total. After the completion of the job, I'll get the total of this, and by adding all this thing, material, by adding material cost, labor cost and overhead cost, I will come to a conclusion, this is the total cost of my particular job. So this is how job costing goes into process. First of all, who will use this method? The company where the production is not regular, they produce only when they get the order. They start their activity when they get the order or the job from the particular company or the customer. So on the basis of that, we will start. This method is suitable for them. Carpenter. See, carpenter is not a person who's keep on producing the chair, furniture or dining table. He only produce when he get the order. He come to your, suppose if you have bought a new house, so he will approach to an interior designer or a carpenter separately. You don't want to approach to an interior designer, because if you approach to interior designer, then it is then his lookout to see the various jobs of pipe fitting, electrical fitting and carpenter. But if you are doing on your own, so you will approach to carpenters. The carpenter will follow job costing method. So from this job costing method, advantage of job costing method, that he will know that for this particular type of size of job, what is the cost from the previous experience, since he have done the job, various job. So he has taken job of 3 bedroom hall kitchen, 2 bedroom hall kitchen, the carpenter. So this job costing, if he has an information of the previous job, it becomes very simple for him to just make some few changes in that expense and give the quotation as soon as the customer or the client comes to you and give the quotation. Because job costing has separate job ka various example. We have the total cost of separate job of various sizes and everything. So that becomes very simpler for the person to give quotation, since they have done job wise activity. So on the basis of various job, he can give the quotation by making certain changes from the previous job cost to today's job. So he will make certain changes and give the quotation. So this is very much suitable for those company where the activity is not continuously going on, but they do the activity as and when they get the job, right? This method is suitable for those company where company is not producing the goods in huge number, but they may be producing one or two aircraft, maybe one or two, because they don't get continuously the order. One more example, if I want, job costing method is used in automobile industries. I'm talking about Jaguar, I'm talking about Mercedes. The Mercedes people, they don't keep on producing the car every now and then. They keep on producing, they only produce the car as and when they get the order, because Mercedes cars are luxurious cars and they are customized cars. So customized cars are not produced daily. They will produce the car only when they get the order from a certain showroom or client, and on that basis they will produce the car. So for them, job costing method is very much useful, so in order to calculate the various customized car ka calculation. So this is how the job costing process. Now in job costing, we have batch costing. Now, as I told you, automobile industry use this job costing method, definitely. But if purely job costing, I will say it will be used by aircraft industry, because they are producing one or two. They don't keep on producing aircrafts, right, Sasha? This method of job costing will be used by Mercedes or Jaguar or Rolls-Royce company, because they does not keep on producing the car, but they produce the car only when they get the order from the officials, means government officials, because Rolls-Royce and Mercedes, big cars, are ordered by officials, and that too in that various customs, and according to their needs, they put the system in that. Because if you are giving the Rolls-Royce car to the various politicians in India or abroad, they are made customized, they are made bulletproof glasses, they use bulletproof glasses, they use various things as per the requirement of the security of the person who have ordered this. So on the basis of that, we prepare customized car. So Jaguar, Mercedes, as well as Rolls-Royce, they use these methods of costing for the calculation of the cost of the product. So I think job costing method is now clear that which company use that. So we will now move on to the next part of job costing. There is a subdivision of job costing which we are going to study in the next session, right? Till that time, just revise this part, right, so that it will just go into your brain and make an impact on that. Now in job costing, we have subdivision, which is batch costing and contract costing. Now what is that? Now that will come in your mind when I say that you have two parts in this: batch costing and contract costing. Now which company will follow batch costing? Since I have given an example of automobile industry, right? In automobile industry, if I take an example, leave example of Mercedes, Rolls-Royce or Jaguar, because they are luxurious car, they are customized car, so their production takes place not only in numbers, but they produce as and when they get the order, right? But if I am taking about an example of Maruti Suzuki, right? In this, they have different segments. So I am taking the segment of Swift. In Swift, we have LXI model, we have ZXI model, we have, sorry, VXI model, we have ZXI model. Now what happened if I ignore this particular part, LXI, VXI, ZXI, I only follow purely the job costing. So what I did, I produce 10,000 cars of LXI, 5,000 cars of VXI and 2,000 cars of ZXI. Right? Now suppose if I don't consider this model separately, what will happen? I have followed job costing, so I have taken material ka cost, labor ka cost and overheads. So material total for 17,000 cars, labor total for 17,000 cars and overheads total for 17,000 cars. Suppose this is 200 crores, this is 300 crores and this is 500 crores. You got my point? So 200 crores, 300 crores, 500 crores, I incurred the cost for producing 17,000 cars. So what is the total cost of the car now? 500, 300, 800, 1000. So 1000 crores I've invested means I've incurred for the total cost of production. Now if I divide with 17,000 cars, what will happen? Right? In this, what will happen? Take an average. Suppose I got per car the cost. This is the X cost for per car. Now, here I am facing a problem. What problem? Can you tell me what problem I am facing if I just follow job costing? What problem I faced? Can you tell me? Yes? Yes, I can't hear. What you are saying? Price we are not able to charge. That's great, yeah, very good. I got the answer. Very good. I told you that we have a good, very good telepathy, so I am getting the answer. You just say from your side, I'll get the answer. Okay. So what happened? Suppose this is X per car. This is the cost, rupees X per car. Now, if I charge X rupees for this car, if I charge X for this car, if I charge X for this car, what will happen? The company will be suffering a loss. And people will go for, since the cost is the same, they will go for only ZXI. Yes or no? Because, see, LXI, in LXI model, we don't have power steering and power window. In VXI, we have power steering, power window. And in ZXI, we have power steering, power window with integrated system with Magwheel. And we have ABS, means you have that balloon for the accident. Right? So this is very costly because we have certain customized things put extra in this. This is also having certain things which is different from this units as well as different from this units. So what happened at the end of the day, since it is the cost per car is same for it, so people will go for that because this is highly costly. Then also I am getting X rupees for this car also, I am charging X rupees for this car also, and I am charging X rupees for this car also, where people know that that is having the highest benefit. We have Magwheel, we have power steering, power window, integrated system, so they will go for that car definitely. So what will happen, the company will suffer a loss for this cars. Why it is happening like that? Because I have not taken into consideration separate models separately. I have taken the whole total production together. So here I will face problem. I will not be in a position to charge separate price for separate model of the car. So in order to overcome that problem, we then made job costing a bifurcation, batch costing. So what I will do? I will do this initial calculation for separate model, LXI separate, VXI separate, ZXI separate. That will help me to charge, to get the accurate price for each and every model, because the baseline expense are same, but there will be certain customized changes which is not present here. There is no power steering, no power window, so the cost will be less. Here there will be power steering, power window, so cost will be little higher. Here there will be power steering, power window with ABS system and Magwheel, so cost will be little higher. So accordingly, according to the customized change which we had made, we can charge less. Suppose this is 2, so this will be charged 3 and this will be charged 4. So charging on the basis of model can be only possible if you are making a job costing separately for separate model. So that is what an idea which is given by batch costing. Now I think the idea is very much clear. So if you are not following batch costing, only job costing, what will happen? This is a problem which you might have been faced. You got the point? So now, since I have taken a separate sheet for LXI, I have made a separate sheet for VXI, I have made a separate batch for ZXI, in that I will be able to charge separate price for separate model. So that is what batch costing is. So batch costing remove the difficulties which is faced in job costing in the industry of automobile, where we are dealing with same one segment of car with different models. Similarly, batch costing useful for carpenters. Now carpenter is producing, suppose LXI table, dinner table, ZXI dinner table, VXI dinner table of different sizes. This is L size, this is V size, this is Z size. On the basis of size, they make different dining table. And the carpenter is making the dining table for the Concept Furniture Mart. So if he did the same mistake, what will happen? He will be charging same price for all the sizes of, which is not proper. See, this problem is faced by you also. When you go to a showroom, and say Louis Philippe or Van Hussein, in that showroom, if you buy a shirt for your son, it will cost 1,000 rupees. For you, again it will cost 1,000 rupees. So you will be thinking, yeah, for small shirt they are charging 1,000 rupees, for big shirt they will charge. So what you will do, you will buy only big shirts, you will not buy shirts for your son. That will happen. Why it is happening? Because they have not made us separate batches. Right? So that problem can be overcome or removed with the help of batch costing. So for various product, various batches you prepare, get the total of that 3 expense separately and you can charge separate price. So in that way you are able to calculate the total cost of production separately of each batches and divide by number of units, you will get per cost for each size. This is a cost for second batch, divide by number of units, so it will give you more cost or less cost, whatever it is, but it is for that particular batch. So you will be able to charge separately for separate batches. So that can be done with the batch costing. So this problem of charging together is eliminated by batch costing. So in job costing, we had one more method called batch costing. I think now the concept is clear. So batch costing is useful for automobile industries regarding not of Mercedes car, Jaguar or Rolls Royce, but I am talking about Swift or I am talking about Hyundai i10 gets. In that i10, one segment car, i10, we have various models, Kapa model, this model, that model, right? So whatever customized changes is made in the model, definitely it will cost more to you. So in order to know that extra cost, we have to make them in a batches. So such type of industry may follow job costing. They are following job costing, but in job costing, they will be following batch costing. Pharma industry also, the baseline medicine drugs which is used for production of medicine is the same. After that, we have to put extra additional drugs for various diseases. For malaria, the drugs will be different. For tuberculosis, the drugs will be different. For cancer, the drugs will be different. So on the basis of drugs, they will be making a batches, separate batches, and they will be finding the cost of each batch separately. And in that way, they will be able to charge separate prices for separate diseases medicine. That's the reason medicine which you are getting, one you get at 10 rupees, another you get at 100 rupees, and some you get at 600 rupees. Why? Because the drugs which you have made in the, put in that is for separate diseases, so which is costing, which will make the difference in cost. So in that cases, batch costing is more suitable for the company. So I think the batch costing is now clear. Now we'll move on to the next part of job costing, that is contract costing. So just give me a moment so that I will clear all this thing. In that, I will clear this and then we'll move on to the next part. So I think now the batch costing is clear. So batch costing method will be used by automobile industries. Carpenters. See, if the carpenter is working in your house, he'll be using job costing. But if the carpenter is working for Concept Furniture Mart, and Concept Furniture Mart has various chains of shops and showrooms at various cities of Mumbai. So in that, they sell the same type of dining table but of different sizes. So in that, the carpenter will follow job costing. But if this same carpenter is working at your place, he'll be using job costing because there is no batches for him. It is for one particular person. So he'll be using job costing. Understood? Then you can say pharma industry. Pharma industry also use batch costing. So this are some of the example. You may get more examples also, but I have just gave you some examples so that the concept will become very much clear to you. Now move on to the next part of job costing, that is contract costing. Now when I say contract costing, which company or which industry will follow this contract costing? So in a layman's language, if I say the job which is going to continue for more than 1 year, the job which is going to continue for more than 1 year, for 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 4 years, in order to complete that particular job, definitely more than one financial year is required. Then such type of company will adopt job costing, but in that they will follow contract costing. Batch costing and job costing method will be followed where the job is done within a year. So for them, it is most suitable. But if I am talking about the company where they get the particular job and their job is not going to get over in 1 year, it may go for 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 10 years, 20 years also, then contract costing is the best method to calculate the cost. So this method is useful for all construction companies because their job is not going to end in 1 year. It will at least take 3 days, 3 years or 4 years. Minimum 3 years, I can say. Right? So, this method is suitable for infrastructure company also where they make bridges. So J. Kumar is using contract costing method. Hiranandani Construction is using contract costing method to calculate the cost of the particular contract. Right? If I am talking about Worli, Bandra Worli Sealing, they also use the contract costing method in order to calculate the total cost of the project, which was estimated as 400 crores in the beginning of the this thing construction, but after it go and they decided that it will get over in 4 years, but due to political problems, political changes, right? In our country, it went on for 12 years, and from 400, it goes to 1200 crores. 400 crores was the initial estimation of the Bandra Kurla Sea Link construction cost. But and the period which was given was 4 years, and that was very much accurate, which is given by foreign company. But they didn't take into consideration the political changes of our country. They didn't take any type of consideration about the political situation of the scenario of our country. Because of that, they suffered. And from 4 years, it went on to 12 years. And from 400 crores, it went on end up to 12. For 400 crores, it went up to 1200 crores. Right. So such come, that is a fraud. Forget about that. But how the which method is useful for this company? Contract costing. So in a layman's language, if I say contract costing is a costing which is used by those industry where their particular job, when they are doing job, they are doing their process as and when they get the order, but their job is not going to get over in 1 year, but it may go for more than 1 year. So in contract costing, we prepare contract account of various contracts. Suppose if you have 3 to 4 contracts, you will make contract 1 account, contract 2 account, contract 3 account, and it will go for 3 years. So you will make year by contract account, year by year, year wise you will make contract account. Okay. Now second, you have to make contractee account, and third, you have to make work in progress account. So in contract account, we prepare 3 accounts. One is contract account. What is contract account? It is an account in which you will keep on writing all the expenses incurred by you, direct expenses incurred by the company on that particular contract whose account is prepared. Right? If I am talking about a construction site for that particular year, in this, suppose your site starts from 1st April or 1st September. So from 1st September to 31st March, the first year contract will be for from September to March. That means it is for 7 months. Right? So for first year, the contract account will be for 7 months. They will start writing all the expenses which is incurred in that 7 months. Material, labor, supervisor salary, architect fees, foreman salary, other various expenses, electrical fittings, pipe fitting, drainage expenses, all that will be charged. Depreciation of the equipment which is used by the in that particular contract. All that expense you keep on writing day by day, day by day, day by day. Right? And that expense, you get the total at the end of the year, you will total that expense and carry it forward to the next year. Carry it forward to the next year. Again, the next year it will start with the total amount. Suppose it in the first year it has started with zero, but the second year when you start the contract account from 1st April, it will start with say 100 crores, because 100 crores is an expense which you have incurred already in the previous year. Right? So again, 200 crores you will keep on adding this year's expense, material, labor, again architect fees, everything. Again, you get the total at the end when the contract is completed. Suppose in 1.5 years the contract is completed, you will get the contract price. So all the expense, you will make a contract account like this. This is a contract account which has two sides, left hand side and right hand side. Left hand side is called debit side, right hand side is called credit side. The contract account, on the left hand side you will keep on writing all the expenses, all the expenses which are incurred on that particular contract, right? So every year you will keep on writing the expenses, right? And year by year, suppose this year is over, so expense is carried forward to the next year. This is the expense which is carried forward to the next year. So next year, when again you prepare a contract account, you will start with the balance first, right? And you keep on writing the expense again. At the end, when you complete, you will get a contract price. That is, that you will write contractee account, and the difference of this will give you the profit which is earned by you. The difference of this will be the profit which is earned by you. But I have just taken an example of 2 years, but it may go for 3 years, 4 years. But 4 years, in the first year total, that is carried forward to the next year. Again get the total, again that will be carried forward to the third year, and at the end when you complete the job, this will give you the total. Credit side, you will write the amount which is received from the contractee, and the difference of these two will be treated as your profit. So this is how contract account is followed by those company where the job is not getting over in 1 year. Now in this, when you are writing the expenses, you have to keep certain things in your mind. Now in this, we have some expenses which are particularly incurred in that particular contract. For example, if I am taking an example of Hiranandani. Now Hiranandani is having a site at Powai. Hiranandani is having a site at Thane. Hiranandani is having a site at Chembur. So he will be making contract account for all the three sites. He will not be making contract account, one contract account. He will be making contract account contract account for Thane, contract account for Powai, contract account for Chembur. So accordingly, he will make separate contract account. Now the expense which is incurred in Thane will be recorded in Thane contract account, and expense which is incurred in respective site will be recorded in that particular. Now I will be talking about those expenses which are common. For example, the head office expenses, the godown which is near the head office, from where the materials are issued to the various site. What about that expenses? The expense, the indirect expense, which is the common expense of the administration part, the head office expenses, the godown charges of all the, for all the contract, the godown is one from where the material are issued to various sites. So what about that common expenses? Will I charge that common expenses which is near the site which is nearer to the head office, the whole expense? Will I charge the whole expense of the head office to the site which is nearer? Suppose my head office is at Cotton Green means Shivri, near after Shivri, Cotton Green you get Ray Road and Cotton Green, right? And I have a site at Chembur, Thane and Powai. So sir, the nearer is Chembur. So right, charge all the expense of the head office to Chembur. Is it the right way? Tell me. No, very good. That is a good answer I got. Very good. That means you are listening me effectively. So the common expense of head office and the warehouse and the godown, which is maintained by the head office, will be borne by all the site, will be borne by all the site, and on the basis of their contract price, on the ratio of their contract price. So that is called common expenses. See, individual site expense will be charged in the contract without any hesitation. Right, there is some expense which is common, which is head office expense, which has to be charged not accordingly on the basis of location, that it is, this location is nearer to the head office, that means full expense will be charged to this location. No, that common expense will be charged because the service is provided to all the sites. The service is provided to all the sites. So this common expense will be charged to all the contract on the basis of contract price. Then in this we have subcontract cost. Now what is the subcontract cost? Now for example, I have taken an example of Hiranandani, right? So Hiranandani is having a contract at Thane, Chembur and Powai. Now they are very good in construction of buildings and structures, but they are very bad in electrical fittings. They are very bad in drainage system, pipe fittings, pipeline of the whole building, in developing the drainage system. So they knew that they are very bad in that. So they will appoint a professional for this job. So they have given a subcontract to them. So they will be appointing a professional for electrical fitting. They will be appointing a professional for pipe fitting. They will be appointing a professional for elevator fitting. They will be appointing a professional for drainage system. Right? And they will give the expense to them. So that is called subcontract cost. Now I am asking you a question. Should I charge these expenses of contract? Yes or no? Yeah? Yes or no? You are saying no, you are not supposed to charge. My dear, this expense is charged for that particular contract or not? Tell me. This is, if I give a building, construct a building without an electrical fitting, without a drainage system, so what, that building, will you be able to sell that building? No, that means this subcontract which I have given to a professional is a part of your whole contract job. So when it is a part of your whole contract job, it is a particular job, it has to be charged to that contract. Yes, so according to you, since you said no, I am saying no, it is wrong, because that is a subcontract cost which is the part of the contract cost. Suppose if you go for buying a flat, they will charge you like this, ki we will make the building without electricity. So if you want electrical fittings, the cost is this much. If you want pipe fitting along with that, the cost is this much. And if you want drainage system, proper drainage system, the cost is this much. Will they say like that? The sales department people, the sales executives of any construction company says like that? No. They will take the total cost of all the expense which they are going to incur, and then they will charge accordingly. Yes. So subcontract cost is a part of contract. It has to be charged.